Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The right fielder, Ike Boone. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tex Vash. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doc Prothero. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dudley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Val Pisanik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Zanuser. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Paul Zanuser. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Garland Buckeye. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Garland Buckeye. And now, play ball. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty takes first base on ball four. Jameson moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a fly ball into left field. Vash settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to third. McNulty moves to second. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jameson scores. McNulty scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Toad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toad hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Prothero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothero hits a line drive into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vash moves to third. Lee moves to second. Val Pisanik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sewell. Vash scores. Lee moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Paul Zanuzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zanuzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye hits a line drive towards short. Lee reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-1 in the game. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-1 in the game. Wamsgans bunts towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. McNulty takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-1 in the game. Speaker hits a fly ball into left field. Vash settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Vash strikes out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-1 in the game. Tote strikes out. Two outs. Doc Prothro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothro is 0-1 in the game. Prothro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dud Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Prothro moves to second. Val Pisanik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanik is 0-1 in the game. Pisanik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-1 in the game, with a single. he's got two RBIs. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuchter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vesh. Fuchter reaches second base with a double. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Paul Zanizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zanizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zanizer is called out on strikes. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 2 in the game. Flagstad hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buckeye fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckeye hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jameson. The throw from Pisanik and he is safe. Jameson steals second. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. McNulty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vash who is chasing the ball. McNulty reaches third base with a triple. Jameson scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Pisanik settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Pisanik. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Speaker hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNulty tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vash hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Toedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toedt is 0 for 2 in the game. Toedt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. the Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Flagstead. Burns reaches second base with a double. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fuchter bunts towards the mound. Zanizer fields it and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to third. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee has Burns trapped. There's the throw to Pisanek and over to Prothro, who tags Burns for the out. Spurgeon moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spurgeon scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckeye hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Myatt moves to third. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Myatt scores. Buckeye moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. McNulty takes first base on ball 4. Buckeye moves to third. Jameson moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Prothro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Prothro hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dud Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lee bunts towards the mound. Buckeye fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 0-for-2 in the game. Pisanek takes first base on ball 4. Roy Carlisle pinch hits for Paul Zanizer. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pisanek moves to second. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-3 in the game. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buster Ross now pitching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Boone. Sewell reaches second base with a double. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Pisanek and he is out, Wamsgans applying the tag. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fuchter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-3 in the game. Wamsgans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tex Vasch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vasch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vasch hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Speaker, who is chasing the ball. Vasch reaches third base with a triple. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-3 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myatt strikes out. One out. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buckeye strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a line drive towards short. Lee reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Prothrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothrow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Prothrow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pisanek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.